Blog Talk Radio.
It's Monday night, so you know what that means. It is time for Post Up with Nathan Bush. I'm your host, Nathan Bush. Not only am I the host of this show, but I'm also now the reigning and defending Craig Sager Invitational Fantasy Basketball winner of 2017. I'd like to thank no one but me and my draft strategy for getting me to where I'm at today. Tonight, I am joined again with my good friend Ryan. Ryan, thanks for coming back to doing this another week.
Well, congratulations on the championship. I know we talked last week that you had a difficult opponent, and I'm sure that you got some bragging rights in the family, so congrats on that.
it really came down to the last game. He and I were both very close. I think I ended up winning by, like, maybe 3 assists and, like, 4 rebounds, I think, was the difference.
Man.
And point, I think it ended up our field goal percentages were different by 0.0001%. So it was really about as close as it could get. Like, that's the truth. But, yeah, I was able
that's
to win.
That's pretty close.
Took me 6 years. Took me 6 years to win this thing, and I finally did it.
Boy, that's a lot of time and effort. But, I guess it was worth
You're telling me. Ugh. It feels good. I just messaged a woman today about getting my name put on the trophy, so...
I'm sure you enjoyed that call quite a bit.
It was nice. It was nice. This is the first time as Boogie's Knight take it this year as defeating the West Virginia Knicks in the finals. So, yeah, that was it was a good league. I had a good time. My drawing the number 2 draft pick helped the men's league, getting Russell Westbrook with the number 2 pick.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's not bad to have. I mean, the guy's going to probably set the record for triple-doubles in a season. So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure that was the best pick of the draft.
So we'll see. We'll do it all again in October as I do the tirade for two, I guess I could call it.
Yeah, well, what you want is you want to make sure that it's not a, you know, some of those guys might get on you. It was a fluke, or so you'll have to work just as hard to go back to back.
Well, we've never had a back to back winner. Never.
Oh, well, that's something to shoot for.
We've never had a back to back winner. We've had, I don't want to reveal his name on the air, but the guy that I lost to, the guy I beat this year was the. He's the only 2-time winner, and he almost went 3. So he's been the real dominant force in the league. But, you know, it's...
New sheriff in town.
Excuse me. But, yeah, I'd like to go back-to-back. It's not been done in this league. It's a pretty competitive league. So we'll see. We'll see where we're at. But, yeah. So for at least the next 365 days, I am the man.
Well, there you go. You gotta, and you have to let them know about it every day. Text them, say, "Oh, by the way, I'm the." Or you know, when you ever send them a text back, put _ fantasy basketball champion.
Well, here we are. It is, speaking of championship, it is Championship Monday for the NCAA. The finals are going on right now.
Well, Nathan, I don't know how much you've been watching this in Raw, but both teams in this game haven't been shooting the ball very well.
Yeah, that's what you're telling me. I've paid more attention to Monday Night Raw tonight, truthfully. It's the but in terms of basketball, this is a big game. I kind of hate that they have this on Mondays. I really wish they would have it another night.
Well,
I've never liked that.
Well, not so much Monday night either, but I hate it that they have it at 9:20. I mean, I could see maybe 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Well, I know they're trying to keep it for the people that are out in Arizona, but at the same time, it's like, you know, you could have had this start at about 8.
Yeah.
Like, you're
yeah, no
just
doubt.
After 11, got another quarter of basketball to go here. Some people got to work early in the morning. It's
right.
Not really why. You know, it's easier to go for people on the East Coast than it is the West Coast. I don't know. That's just something I don't understand. But hey, I'm not the one making that decision.
One thing about this game too, I mean, both of these teams were in the bonus within 5-6 minutes of this second half, and this game, I'm just going to tell you, is going to come down to who can make the foul shot and who can withstand the pressure. And being a national championship game, I mean, and North Carolina hasn't been good at the line, and Gonzaga's barely been better than them. So this game could be in the low 60s.
Yeah, it's definitely I've always noticed that it's very, very difficult on those rims at these big stadiums because they're not played on a lot. Teams aren't used to them. Their rims are stiff. The nets are new. It's really hard to get a good feel.
Yeah.
At least I know.
You know, but Gonzaga's good defensively, and Carolina has played pretty good defensively. But, you know, Gonzaga's...
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Gonzaga's, I mean, they've held teams to low 60s, high 50s, and most of the year. And this game they played really, really well. It's just that, this is probably for a championship game, this is one of the poorest shooting performances I've seen from both teams in the championship. You know, I've watched a lot of championship games over the years, and this is just from watching it. There's, I don't know if it's just pressure or what, but there's been a lot of easy bunnies underneath 4 or 5 foot shots that just go in and out. And you see the Gonzaga's field goal percentage in the second half there; it just said 18%. So, you know, this game seems to be who wants it the least.
Yeah. Well, one thing I have noticed with Gonzaga is they have their big guy Collins in foul trouble badly.
Right.
He's in bad foul trouble, and that's not doing him
yeah.
any favors.
No, it's not. And, you know, Meeks has got 4 fouls, I believe, for Carolina. I think Karnowski's got 4 fouls, or 3 or 4 fouls for Gonzaga. So it could come in the end with there's, you know, 8+ minutes left here. It could come down who's got the deeper bench. At the end, you don't know. Overtime's always in play, so you never know.
Yeah, I think in overtime would be a big factor, especially with all the fouls going on. Excuse me, I'm very unprofessional tonight as I've been yawning and calling. Forgive me. I've had a rough day. It's the third of the month here in West Virginia, if you're listening. So, yeah, we'll leave it at that.
Right. Where I work, I could see there was I know what you talked from my vantage point, and it was pretty packed across the road from where I was, too. So, yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, across the road from you and where I work in the same line of work. But anyway, I haven't had a chance. We're 10 minutes in here. I do want to say, if you want to, call in tonight. I know I talked to a couple people earlier that said they were going to call in, or at least they were thinking about it. If you want to call in, the number is 1-646-668-2657. So call in and talk about the game with us, because Monday Night Raw is getting ready to go off, and I'm getting ready to switch over to the game, so we're going to see what's going on. And, all right, nobody's called.
Well, it looks like Gonzaga got away with one there. Barry looks like he stripped the ball pretty clean and then got clotheslined by Karnowski, and they've called the, I believe they've called the foul on Barry.
Huh.
That's what Grant Hillman's talking about now.
How's the officiating been this game anyway?
Well, I mean, it seemed like in the first half they were letting them play, but the second half they've called pretty tight. So as you can tell by all the fouls, and you know, and for one thing, most of the fouls have been, you know, weren't necessarily ticky-tack. I mean, they were good calls, but it hasn't been horrible. And I mean, I think that call right there was missed, but you know, you're going to have that from time to time. You just hate to see it in a championship game.
Yeah, it's definitely a tough one. It's a call that you got to make, but you don't know. But two guys showing sportsmanship, that makes me want to puke.
yeah, especially in this when Grant Hill just made the comment.
Game,
great sportsmanship.
you can tell, you know, you can tell when people grew up. I think.
Right.
Because
yes.
I remember I told a guy on the other team one time, I told him, wow, good cut in a baseball game. I got absolutely reamed out for it. My coaches yelled at me, said, you're in the heat of the battle with this guy. You don't congratulate him.
Yeah.
We're trying to win. I got yelled at. I got taken out of the game for that. And now you got these guys sportsmanship with each other and high-fiving,
right.
Everybody from each other. And you know, I kind of miss the days when basketball players hated each other.
Right. Well, you're right. I mean, when I played, I always took the notion you had no friends, and really I didn't have them on the other side or on my team. But, you know, you just have to take the no-prisoners attitude, I guess. What is it?
Oh, God, there's Adam Morrison.
Yeah, scary thought.
God, he's skinny. What happened to him?
Well,
off?
I think his college years was his best year.
He looks terrible. Adam Morrison looks god-awful. Like, I hate to say that, but man. Ugh.
I don't know what's going on here. I don't know if they're trying to change the call here or I believe a flagrant.
There's John Stockton. John Stockton looks exactly the same as he did in 1996. Oh, they're calling it a flagrant? What? I disagree with that call.
I don't.
It looks like a guy, like a guy going for the ball to me. It looks like,
well, it looks like they're both going to get opportunities to shoot. I don't.
Yeah,
and Barry missed his shot, so I don't know where
you're ahead of me a little bit.
Okay, well.
Well, you're fine though. Like as soon as it rimmed out on your end, he shot on my end, so you're good. Missed them both. Wow.
Yeah. Karnowski, Collins, and Williams all have four fouls.
Yeah, I see that, and that's big for Gonzaga. That's a lot of their big guys. They definitely need.
I can't see the score on my screen. Is it tied now? Is the game tied?
Yes, it's tied. 2-2.
Yes, well.
With 7:55 left, so we're gonna stay live with this. I know we said we're talking NBA, but I didn't know how close this would be, and it's very close. So we're gonna kind of stay with this and kind of just. I don't want to say commentate, but just kind of stick with it here and the big bucket for Carolina. Yeah, Carolina, I've noticed this game, they have been really pushing the tempo to get back down the court. Even after Gonzaga would make a shot, you know, a lot of teams kind of try to slow down or try to
leave. Right. Which Carolina, they try to score a lot of points off of. That's usually their ammo or bread and butter, try to score a lot of transition points off misses. So Yeah, that's they haven't been able to do that, but tonight and but the opportunities have been there where both teams have shot so poorly. But Gonzaga's transition defense has been pretty good. They've been able to limit. They haven't been able to let North Carolina create. And North Carolina's had to set up their half court offense for the most part.
Well, I'll say this: Gonzaga has really fought hard with a lot of different looks from different teams in the tournament. I think they've had probably
the most
unique run to the finals. They had to deal with a West Virginia team that likes to press. They had to deal with the Xavier team that was completely on fire. And I'm not even sure what Xavier runs even in terms of their defense. I honestly didn't get to watch that game. And then they dealt with a South Carolina team who was a solid defensive team.
Yeah, they had to withstand that South Carolina run there at the end of that game. I mean, South Carolina went on a 16-0 run, and they overcame that. So they've been battle-tested for sure. And, you know, North Carolina had, too, with a win over Kentucky, and Arkansas was a close one. And then Oregon, you know, tonight was a one-point game. So both of them have been through down the stretch. So should be interesting down the year.
We could probably replay this tournament another 10 times and never have Carolina Gonzaga in the finals again.
Oh, no doubt about it. Yeah. So many games could go either way. You just never know.
Yeah, definitely. Like, you know, Kentucky plays better D coming down against North Carolina on that last shot. If West Virginia, you know, does some things different, if Oregon does some things different, if South Carolina does some things different, it's, you know, it's just been one of those years.
Yeah, so many things can be put under a microscope. And like you said, if West Virginia would have hit a couple of foul shots or would have kicked it out, or, you know, there's just been so many plays that you just look back. I'm sure a lot of West Virginia fans are kicking themselves because, you know, or Gonzaga made it to the championship, and they probably felt like they could have too. So.
Honestly, anybody could have made it to the championship. I really believe that.
I think it's wild that Chris Jenkins has a Carolina shirt on. He's sitting behind the Carolina bench. he hit the game-winning shot last year for Villanova.
That is weird. I don't know.
Maybe you feel sorry for him. Maybe put the dagger in the heart now. He wants him to win this year. So
maybe. Maybe just a mutual respect thing. I don't know.
Possibly.
He looks very in the game, though.
Yeah.
I would like to take a second and give a shout out to whoever picked out that jacket for Roy Williams. That is a sharp jacket. Also, I don't like Carolina blue, but man, that is a fine looking jacket.
It looks like
one of those.
Ric Flair, he would look good in it. Looks like something like one of his robes will look like, the color of it, maybe.
You know, a lot of people try to model themselves after a Ric Flair, and I'm telling you, some of those
it just can't happen.
There's only one, but anyway, that's another story for another time. Yeah, jackets really looking good tonight, but you know the point guard here. I believe that's Meeks, isn't it? I don't really know the name.
Barry's the point guard. Meeks is the big guy. Right now,
Meeks is the big guy. But Barry's I think Barry is really the straw that stirs this team. Like, without him, I think they're pretty useless, honestly. He's kind of an irreplaceable guy from what I've seen.
I believe he just got it in before the shot clock went off. Yes. Yes. It was out of his hands before. It was really, really, really close.
That was a close shot. And we're going to keep looking at it because that's what we do.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it just slows the game down, but I guess in this case you do want to get this right. Could have called a foul there, too.
I mean, I'm not the kind of person that's going to say replay is bad because it's a good thing, but I'm also the kind of person that's going to say that excessive replay is a little, like, you can't stop every play, get the call right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, eventually you got to let them play.
It's like the game the other day with Carolina and Oregon. They put 6 more tenths on the clock, and it took them 2 minutes to do that. And by that time, Kennedy Meeks was froze. He wasn't going to hit those foul shots. You know, luckily for Carolina, they was able to get the offensive rebounds there.
Yeah. But 6 of 19, make a 4 of 20 for Gonzaga now. That is putrid in the second half in terms of actually making baskets.
North Carolina has really taken advantage of the size not being there.
Kornowski. The cuts are there. They are taking advantage of it for sure. Those are wide open lanes there. And they got, I think that's Collins is in playing with
four. Oh, wow. What a shot. Unbelievable.
Well, you're really ahead of me because my shot just went in the cable, don't you?
Yeah.
I've got satellites, so that explains it. Wow. 3 of 23 from 3. Carolina is not afraid to shoot them. That was a bad shot.
This is one of those shots. Yes.
That was on Collins? He's gone.
Yeah, I believe it was. He's out of the game, yeah.
That's 5.
Man, that's what I'm telling you. It's going to come down who's got the deep bench here at the end. I mean,
well,
you want to say that each team has about 6 to 7 possessions apiece, probably. So
rough, depending on how you want to take it. That beard, though. He's a big deficit of free throws here.
Yeah.
This
guy, he shoots the line drive, and it's...
That's a tough shot. You have to have some arc. It's hard for a big guy to get a little arc on that shot, but you have to. Line drives just do not work.
Yeah. Well, they're going to bring Meeks back in, and it'll be interesting to see how long he lasts. With the fouls that he has. So I'm sure that Gonzaga is going to do their best probably to go at him. That's for sure.
Oh, you have to. You got to go at him. But here's the thing. If you go at him too hard to pick up the offensive foul, that could really hurt, and you could lose your Polish hammer, as I call him. And he's sitting
Kornowski has 4 fouls also. So.
Oh, what a... What a festering hair of a looking shot there. That was awful. Roy Jack. Nope. Didn't touch it. And again, the replay is under further review.
Oh.
Wow, did they really? They gave that back to
Gonzaga? They must have given the ball back. They shouldn't have, though.
Ow. They missed that one, and that led to a big shot right there.
Yeah, they've missed a couple.
Yeah, that one's big. That's a big shot.
They missed the Kornowski foul, and then they missed that one.
Ooh.
But
that's a big shot.
Oh, yeah.
Players stepping up right now here tonight.
It's about time.
Hey, you're trading baskets. I know you're pulling hard for your Carolina boys. That's a
heat check. Well, at the end of the year last year, people, made their predictions. A lot of the guys didn't, the experts didn't have them in the top 10. And I think they responded to that. And all these guys were pretty upset about that. And they still.
I don't know how you can go to the finals and not be in the top 10 next year. Unless you lose the whole.
They weren't in the top 5. They weren't in the top 10 in some of them's books. And they had Duke and Kansas, which Kansas was a good team, you know. But, I would think that.
Oh, wow. Good recovery.
Yeah. Dustin Jackson's been really, his performance tonight's been really disappointing. With, I think he's 0 for 11 from 3, but all that's got to do with the Gonzaga D too. They've been all, they've been smothering him. So.
0 for 5 times. I'll tell you what, it's tough to look at these cut scenes of these players. These are some ugly, ugly kids. Goodness gracious. I mean that in the nicest way possible. But, Ron, while we're on commercial here, we got 4 minutes left of our live feed here. And I want to thank everybody that listens in to me and my various friends bullcrap about basketball every week. We're not world beaters here or anything. We're not reaching hundreds of viewers, but to those of you that do listen, thank you. I do appreciate it. I want to talk about something Stephen A. Smith said today about LeBron James being a crybaby, being considered soft. He said that he hasn't outgrown those crybaby antics, and he's always quick to point fingers. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you mentioned something earlier, Nathan, about how when people are born. Talking about, what era people's born in and things like that. And I just think that LeBron has been the man. I mean, since he's been little, he's been under a microscope himself as being a big star. When he came out of high school, when he was in 10th grade, people knew he was going to be the first pick of the NBA draft. And I think he's got a sense of, entitlement. Sometimes I think some of these high school guys that don't go to college, they don't pay their dues. It's like Jordan, as Sports Illustrated, his freshman year wanted him on the cover with the team, and Dean Smith didn't think he deserved to be on the cover because he was just a freshman, things like that. I think it doesn't sit well with a lot of your middle-aged watchers and viewers, a lot of people want LeBron to suck it up, a lot of people don't like how he takes games off and rest. He makes millions of dollars and makes more money than anybody.
Hello.
So.
Yeah. Well, I got a couple new callers that just called in here. So who's called in here on?
Hi, guys. It's Daryl.
Yes.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Guys, I used to have season tickets. I used to have season tickets in Cleveland next to LeBron James's mom, if you believe it.
Really?
Yeah, I had them for 2 seasons. I can't tell you what I paid for them. Actually, I got a set of them. I got 6 a season of the season tickets. I got to pick 2 high-profile games and then 4 others, so I could get, Golden State if it was available, but then some of the other games would be, the Milwaukee Bucks, or, you'd have to see the Kings come into town. But I did have two seasons sitting next to her. The first 3 games of season 1, I didn't even know who she was, but I'm from Youngstown, Ohio, and I got a chance to do it. So when I heard you guys and I listened to you guys here at my job, when I heard you talking about LeBron, they knew he was coming from the beginning. But real quick, interesting story. I took my father to a couple of these games, and I actually missed most of LeBron's first season because during most of those games is when my father first gave me oral sex. He would blow me probably somewhere between the second and third quarters, one of the best blowjobs I ever had. But if it wasn't for those season tickets, he probably wouldn't have come to the game, and I wouldn't have been able to squirt all over the place. But LeBron James's mom would watch.
Well, that's enough of that. That was weird. Thanks for the prank call. I still got somebody else on the line. Who have I got here?
Hi, it's Mike from Pittsburgh.
Mike, are you going to prank call me here? Because if so, I'll just go ahead and hang up on you.
No, sir. I didn't know what that last call was about, but when was the last time you two guys blew each other? Has it been recently?
Yeah, have a good one. Well, I got my first prank call. All right. That's always fun.
Now, is Carolina up two now, or down two? Is that what it is?
Yeah. By the way, if you're, we're not live anymore, but I will say this: if you're listening and you try to prank call in on me like that, I'm just gonna hang up on you. Like, I guess if you think you're cute, whatever.
That's a big play there. How much time does it say?
Minute 40 left in the game. We're here at
wow.
65 apiece.
65
up? 65 up. Yeah, my attention got distracted by the two geniuses that decided to call in. That's a cramp.
Did they call a foul?
Nah, you can't call that a foul. That's just a stoppage. That's a twisted ankle that he's just going to have to. And, you know, this last minute and 25 is going to take about a month.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's going to be.
But
Roy doesn't believe in. Yeah, I thought it would. Roy doesn't believe in calling timeouts. Unless he absolutely positively has to, but. And when a lot of times when he has to, he doesn't.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, that's for sure.
Well, we didn't get to. Anyways, I just was telling you about LeBron being.
I got your thoughts until Tweedledee and Tweedledum shit called in on me there. Which is whatever. I mean, you know, ha ha ha, that was funny. They got on my show and said, "Boy, ha, 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 ha." Jesus.
Anyway, that's my take. I mean, I think it's a lot of people's middle-aged viewers, and so, you know, they turned off by LeBron some of his actions and antics, and maybe his body language, or some of the things he says, like he might have a sense of entitlement, things like that, but. Because, you know, most people that watch the NBA or for the longest time, in their 70s, 80s, 90s, were blue-collar people, and they don't understand the rest thing, which, you know, and they got 27 or 28 losses, and, you know, maybe they think he's carrying the load too much. But
Well, here's my big thing with LeBron. I don't agree with him on the fact of complaining. He is bad to flop and complain, but I mean, it's not just LeBron. You can't point the finger at LeBron. That's today's NBA. Today's NBA is flopping, and I see superstars get calls, and it's called the superstar call. It's like, you know, what comes first, you being labeled a superstar or you getting the calls that make you a superstar? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, what's first? That's just how I'm looking at it. I think we're giving guys, we're allowing them to have a chance to just get the calls that not everybody gets them. They let continue, and a lot of them it's just like, oh, you know, here you go, here's you a call, go to the line. James Harden shoots more free throws than any human being on the planet. It's just my personal take on it, but.
Right.
You know, I don't think you can blame LeBron as much as you can blame how the game has evolved. But here we go. 48.
Yeah, big possession here for Carolina. Maybe the last time they get the ball. So you never know.
Yeah, it could be.
I think it's got to go to Jackson.
They are playing
big big bucket. And the guy looked like he was on the line when he threw the ball in bounds, but they didn't. The referee, of course, didn't see that.
They
was
never
a big bucket
anymore.
There to a guy that you wouldn't think that would get the shot. But
yeah. Baggins got one chance to either score or to tie or
be interesting to see here if Carolina, like, if the clock runs down or something, they decide to foul. Which, you know, I don't necessarily think Gonzaga has to go for a three-pointer right here. I mean, if it's open, they should take the three, but if they can get a two, they should, because Carolina hasn't shot the ball well from the line today. So,
yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily.
I don't think you take three either if it's not there. You know what I mean? You have to either,
right.
If it's there, if it's not there, you drive and you fight. You do with what, dance with what brung you, you know? Because
right.
Not only do you have the possession arrow, not only do you have, you know, the liberty that North Carolina has not shot good free throws today. You've got good defense. So that's just what it comes down to. So here we go. 21 seconds. Let's see who.
Oh, wow.
Let's see what happens.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
If you're Gonzaga, you got to go right now, that's for sure. Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. They just gave Carolina the game. Oh, unbelievable sequence of events there.
Gonzaga threw it away.
Huh. Well, it was like I was telling you, Nathan, like, they had a shot there to, I think they might have rushed the shot, which I felt like they had to go soon, but, and then there when they got down five, they just threw the game away here.
Can you call that, can we give that up to inexperience? Can you chalk
yes.
it up to inexperience? I believe that's what beat Gonzaga here tonight is the inexperience of playing on the big stage. They were ready, but they were not that ready.
Yes.
They, barring a miracle, like, and I'm talking about the miracle of miracles here,
right.
Gonzaga is going to court, and North Carolina
well,
is going to win another.
Well, that's been a great year. I mean, Kenzie Biggs came up with a big block there, but
yeah, that
Gonzaga has nothing to hang your head is. I mean, like you said, they for a school that's been in the limelight for the last put themselves in the limelight for the last 18 years or whatever.
Yeah,
I mean, they've proven that they can get to the big game, and you know, in time, I think they'll win the championship. They very well could have won this one had they done a few things differently, or maybe not got as much foul trouble or what.
You know, like I said, barring some sort of miracle, but, you know, Gonzaga,
well,
they are up. There's nothing wrong with Wace in this race. And, well, it's a missed free throw, so.
Yeah, that's always a good sign. I mean, I don't know
that's
how many timeouts they have.
They have none.
Oh, they have none, well.
That
they got a score of three, of course. If I was Carolina, I'd play the ball here. I wouldn't let them just, like.
I would just let him score.
That's
let
over.
Them do it. I mean, odds are not good that they're going to make it. They missed it, and that will do it. Carolina. Carolina has done it. You're happy.
Yeah. Like you said, last year was pretty brutal defeat. There's Chris Jenkins. He's clapping for Carolina. It's, like you said, I think that's like a mutual respect type of thing, but you know,
yeah.
Gonzaga, I hope they win the NCAA title sometime, but as long as it's not against West Virginia, North Carolina.
Well, you know what? And we're actually just about at the end of the show because we got about 40-some minutes, so we're right here at the
end. We'll have to talk about playoff predictions next week, maybe. Well, real quick, Nathan,
yeah.
You know, you and I have gone to some golf tournaments before. Who do you like to win the Masters?
You know, I'll be honest, I haven't really looked into it very much this year. I haven't been following it, but I'll I really like me to bet against Jordan Spieth, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, he's got three top two finishes the last 3 years. Only Jack Nicklaus has done that. He's got 2 seconds in the first. Really blew last year tournament.
Yeah.
But, I think Dustin Johnson's been playing as good as anybody. Phil's always a threat at the Masters, where it's good for a left-handed Masters set up for a good left-handed player. And
Hard to bet against. And Ricky Fowler's due. So
yes, we've talked about that for 3 or 4 years now. He's due, and you know, hopefully he can. You know, with him, it's always four. If he can put four good rounds together, he always puts two or three, and then blows up on. You just don't know what day it's going to come. So hopefully he'll be able to do that.
Yeah, maybe Jason Day, and you just don't know.
Right. Rory McIlroy said on ESPN he'd be lying if he said that a green jacket wouldn't complete his career. So that shows you he's already won three other majors, and you know, that would give
him
a career slam if he won.
Yeah, it's wide open. But we're about out of time, so I'm glad that the people are out there listening, and to the two guys that called earlier, enjoy each other's buttholes tonight, gentlemen. thanks for calling in, Ron. Glad you called in again. We'll probably do this again next week, you know.
Sounds good, Nathan.
All right. Well, this has been the live tournament finals update. This has been Championship Monday. This is Post Up with Nathan Bush. Thank you guys for listening. Have a good night. Enjoy your rest of your work week.